Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 41. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, making the magic happen behind the scenes, Trevor Payne!
Sup, everybody's? You ready to talk about some video games?
Dude, super excited to be here. This week, we're going to be talking about what's going on with Nintendo. We got to figure out what is wrong with these bad boys, what's happening in their lives. It's an extremely concerning time for Nintendo, so me and Trevor are going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about, speaking of concerning, the Direct Mini Partner Showcase that happened last week. We mentioned it briefly, and that's about as how long it was, and we mentioned that last week. But we're going to go a little deeper, talk about the games, our interest in those games, and so forth. And as usual, this show is nothing without you. So remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com or watch us live right here on Twitch, usually at 9:15 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time every Sunday. But we're kind of figuring out the schedule. You know, life happens.
Hey, it might be every other day. We don't know.
It could be. We're going to make this a full-time gig. You could be getting more, you know what I mean? It depends on how much you give that love, right? Trev, are you ready to enter the magical, mysterious world we call Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News?
Woohoo!
Trev, there are two items on the list. Number one, main topic. What's going on with the Big N? What's happening with Nintendo, Trev? I mean, it's concerning. The big guy has left the building. Mario, Paper Mario has come out. We are in a situation where we have no idea what's coming next. We know of games. We know of Zelda. We know that there's a No More Heroes 3. We know that there's coming that,
Bravely Default 2.
Yep. Not second, Trev.
No, you're right. That would make too much sense.
That's the wrong thing. Yes, Bravely Default 2. Oh man, silly Nintendo names. So Trev, if you're big boss Nintendo, what are you going to be doing? What would you be doing in this situation right now with Xbox nipping at your heels and PlayStation nipping at your heels, man? What are you doing?
They've always called me Trevor Big Nintendo Payne.
Big Nintendo
That's Payne. Always been my name. So, I mean, like, it's kind of cool that you phrased the question that way. you know, it's been kind of weird. I wish we would get more news. I wish, you know, especially with – we'll talk about that Direct Mini Partner Showcase thing, which was something else. Like, I don't even know what to – I mean, no, I have things to say. I do want to know what's going on. I want to know what the plans are. There just seems to be this drought of information, and this reminds me a lot of the Nintendo Wii U days, right?
Yes.
Like, so what's next? What's happening? I think they're playing their cards close. Maybe it's because there's so much attention on those other consoles that they're just like, they're going to get a lot of the attention right now, so we're just going to hold up until we're ready, and maybe they'll announce something, and then a month later, we get that Mario collection or something new even. Who knows? But unfortunately, I wish we had some info, dude.
Yeah, dude. The info drought is considerably crazy. I think we're past 300 days now without having a major
direct. Like a proper direct, right?
Proper major direct. That's coming on a year. It might be a year before we actually get one. And, and I just feel like we go through this situation where we have a lot of hype because there's a lot of rumors that are coming from Nintendo. Some of them completely, like, they get the dates right, but like the information in them totally wrong. Like the last one was supposed to be Mario's big happy day. Here's the Mario 35th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Not a single thing about that, which is weird. So we all, like, there's these games that we know about, big guys, like Mario 35th. I assume it's real. We don't know if it's real, but it seems like all indications
are true. There's too much information out there about it, right? Like, so yeah. Hopefully it's real. I mean, I would love that. I would love to play those games again.
Exactly. I would love that too. It's just like, and then we know there's Breath of the Wild too. Those are two big heavy hitters that you could show. You don't have, like, it doesn't have to be done. Xbox has proven this.
announced the thing multiple years early.
Yes, PlayStation has proven this. It doesn't matter. Final Fantasy VII was shown 5 years. Every year, everyone was excited when that stupid trailer came up. They're like, oh my gosh, here comes Final Fantasy. Nintendo has played a game now that they're just so close to the vest that you can't even, like, you don't know, man. Like, where's our, where are we going? Where are we driving? Yeah. Like, ever since my big boy, Reggie's left, I haven't even seen Bowser.
Reggie took the news with him. Reggie
took the news.
he's creating a new company. They're called Nintendo 2. Yeah. The sequel to Nintendo. So in our comments, Bangarang, he said, thanks, COVID. You know, like, yeah, honestly, exactly. Like, a good chunk of this could be COVID related. But the thing that's different though is these other companies, PlayStation, Xbox, they're still able to put stuff out there. Like, they're still giving their fans something. You know, we need something to look forward to more than ever, with these crazy times. So give us, you know, Nintendo bringing the magic. Now, we give them a hard time about the news and things like that, but we did just a couple months ago get the Paper Mario announcement, and it's out and it's playable and it's a fun game. Like, I am really enjoying it. So I mean, like, they have the potential to just drop something out of the blue. Yeah. So I mean, we could get something and for the end of the year and still, you know, see it soon. So.
Well, and I think COVID is obviously the reason. COVID is the reason for all things. Dude, for and it is Nintendo, the second trend, not Nintendo 2. Sorry, you mispronounced that.
That's
Reggie's.
The second.
Yes, the second. dude, yeah, COVID, totally. It's a thing. It's a thing, but Nintendo knows what they have. Nintendo knows what they have, and they probably have a couple games, at least two heavy hitters that they have some video footage of. And that's it. Just show us the video footage. That way I'm more hyped. That way I'm more excited. That way I know what Breath of the Wild 2 is. I understand that the game's not ready. Just say in the title or whatever, it's not ready, bro. It ain't coming for like a year. It ain't coming for two. That way we could temper our expectations and not freak a leak when nothing's happening. All we got is the stupid role where I'm like, every show we're talking about some leak that I don't give a shiz about anymore, just because it doesn't lead to much greatness. Like, the last couple directs have been minis. They've been okay. And then the best game wasn't in a direct. It was a freaking,
it was just
like
a trailer.
Twitter tweet. Yeah. It was a trailer. Yeah. And you're like, that trailer looks sick. That game looks sick. So I'm excited it's coming out. But what in their brain is going on? Like, what in their marketing brain is going on? That you think, let's drop Mario in a tweet and let's do all these other games in like this big direct or mini direct that's 30 minutes long. Very strange, very weird. I don't know. For me, dude, it is the Wii U era. Where I'm kind of like, I feel like bad. Like, so my very first podcast was NVC Nintendo Voice Chat with Brian Altano, Jose Otero. Sorry.
Yep, Otero.
And then, Otero and then Pear Schneider. I love that freaking show. They did a great job. A lot of our music and all that stuff with our podcast is based off of that show. But honestly, they had a hard time because, bro, you can't have a Nintendo show and talk about nothing.
You're right. Like, sometimes you just get on the weirdest tangents. Well, I don't know, man. Like, whatever. We're going to get something. Like, maybe this is the calm before the storm. Let's be honest. Because they've had some killer years. Like, the last couple years have been bangers, man. Like, they've been dropping just amazing games. Bringing up Switch Lite last year. I think this might be the calm before the storm. Now, do you think this is the calm before a revision of the console, maybe?
I don't think we're there yet. No,
It's been 3.5 years.
3.5 years. So we're due to it, but I feel like the light was too soon. I also feel like I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me right now. It makes sense to fight with the other consoles, but then you just look weak because it's not going to be better. You know, it's not going to be visually outstanding. I think it's going to be PS4 Pro good, like that much better. Sure. I'm not an Xbox One X growth. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's going to have those graphics. I'm just saying the distance isn't going to be traveled as much. I think it's going to be traveled PS4 to PS4 Pro good. But I don't think it's time yet. I think that's next year. I think you do that with, Zelda. Yeah.
Well,
you might do that with a new Mario Kart or something. I don't know.
Sure. But. And in the chat, so, Bingering also brought up, a thing that he's like, I was reading somewhere that Nintendo could live for a decade without releasing or selling any games. I wonder if they aren't even stressed. Like,
yeah,
I mean, like, I'm that's sure like a, I mean, like, they, I bet sure you they aren't could. Stressed. They're sitting on a treasured trove of cash. They really yes. are. Switches are selling like crazy. Like, they're still so hard to find. I've gotten multiple texts just in the last 2 weeks.
They are hard.
From friends being like, where do I get a Switch? And I don't know why I became the guide to try to find people Switches, but that has been my goal. Anytime that like my wife goes to the store, I'm like, check for Switches, you know? Yeah. So like, but the thing is like, they're still selling like crazy and it's still a very popular device. There's still plenty of games to play on it and games that are releasing from other, you know, developers. And, so I mean, like, it's going to keep selling. I bet you, though, they're working on something that they just must not be ready to share.
Like Bingering said, totally true. They have enough money. It's just a strange time to do it. You're on the top of your game. You are selling consoles like crazy, crazy, crazy. Like Trev said, you can't find them. And then and then your decision is, screw it. I know there's two new consoles coming in. But this is a good time for us to say, yeah, come join the Switch family this season where we have no games. do you like Bravely Default 2? That's going to be the only game we're going to have this winter. Enjoy it.
Best game ever.
It looks good, dude. I'm not going to be a hater. Cool. It looks effing good. But yeah, if they have Mario 35th, if they show that, I think we'll be okay this season. I think we'll be all right.
I think if they're able to drop that. More, I want them to. I want them to show more of the Breath of the Wild 2 or whatever we're going to call it. I just want to know what that game's going to be, and so I'm very curious. I want to know. I think we're all just itching for some information. At least there's been other news, you know, in the video game universe. Yeah. But for a Nintendo podcast, this sucks, man.
Yeah.
That's why we have the whole section on other generations or other consoles. You know,
on another console, we have a literal section that we created because there's not enough news. Miyamoto has left the country. I'm making up my own stuff over here.
I like it.
Miyamoto, you're the magical newsman. Other than that, Trev, I think I would like to see this stuff happen. I hope we do. It's very strange times, stressful times. I know as a Nintendo fan, we've been through this before, everybody. So hold tight. Cuddle with someone you love. Hold them tight and
We're all going to get through it.
We're gonna make it. We've been through droughts before. We're gonna get through this one. I just want to see the Switch, be able to compete this season, especially when we get into November. But to be honest, I mean, what does Xbox have? They have Halo and then
they have Halo.
PlayStation has Spider-Man. So, yeah. I mean, it's really not that much competition. If you have a Mario game, you can compete.
We'll see what happens.
Trev, let's leave that behind. Let's leave our stresses behind. Everyone, get in the sauna here with me as we go into the Direct Mini partner showcase. Now, everyone, this is what I'm talking about. When everyone was super hyped, Trev, like everyone was like, here we go. This is the one. And then you got news on Sunday that it's going to be a Direct Mini. And that for me, Trev, on Sunday night, you know what I was thinking? I was like, if this thing happens, it's going to be really small or it's going to be a trailer. And I hope it's a trailer of Mario, but it turns out no, it was a direct mini.
So close.
Partner. 8 minutes long. The games that we saw here. Whew. Now, everyone, get out pen and pencil because this will take a while. Cadence of Hyrule got 3 DLC packs. We saw WWE 2K Battlegrounds, Rogue Company, and Shin Megami Tensei 3 remake, and then a Shin Megami Tensei 5 shown itself again. That is a whopping 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that happened in 8 minutes. Not bad, I guess, as far as time goes.
It was a quick 8 minutes, though, man.
By the time I was done, Trev, I was like, I just loved what the guy said. I think he said, so what did you think? And I thought, oh, about what? What games? The wrestling one or the Rogue
Company? Wrestling one was mine. I mean, like, that was my game of game of the year right there, man, of the show.
Watching the game of Nintendo show. Yeah.
Watching that thing, man. Holy cow. Okay. Well, I mean, like, how do we want to unpack this?
So let's go into Cadence of Hyrule. Gets three DLC packs. One's a character pack. One's an audio pack. One's a Majora's Mask Skull Kid, pack, story, actually. Looks cool. I love this game. This was a great game when it came out.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I mean, you're getting more songs, which is always good. The music from this show, man, the music from this game, crazy cool. I'll put some of their music in this episode. Check that out on our podcast. Honestly, really cool stuff. What else to say? It didn't look, I was worried about the story. Doesn't look very long to me, Trev. What do you think about the story? Yeah.
It doesn't look, I mean, like, it's gonna be a little extra with, like, you know, the Skull Mask Kid, whatever his name is, you know, like an additional thing, getting some additional characters to play as, additional music. You know, I'm excited about all those little things. I don't know if they needed to be individual drops, because they're dropping them at different times, right? So, like, the character pack is out now, and then they'll do the music, and then the Skull Kid, or am I saying that right? Skull Kid?
Skull Kid.
Yeah, why am I brain farting? A Skull Kid, like, it just sounds wrong. It's going to be coming later this year. And I like that they're adding to it. I think it is so cool that Nintendo partnered with this, like, small indie team to let them use Nintendo characters like Zelda and Link and whatnot. I think is the coolest. So, yeah. I don't know. I think they should have just dropped it all at the same time. It seems weird to kind of piecemeal it out like that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the piecemealing is strange. Worried about the substance, the bigness of the story pack. I love a new story. I'd play that game in a heartbeat if it was a significant pack. But from these three packs, I'm just not sure if I'm getting enough content to be excited for to be in a direct, I guess, in general.
Sure.
This is like a thing you'd put in a Twitter thing. Same with the next one. I mean, this looked cool. WWE 2K Battlegrounds. I love me some cheesy WWE.
Oh, this stuff is nasty, man.
I love it just because of the 64.
It hurts me. So, okay, but that was the Nintendo 64 one was All-Stars, right? It was like a WWF or WWE All-Stars something.
I can't remember what.
That game was really fun. Yeah, you're right. I've never been a wrestling dude. That is not my thing.
No, me either.
I think it's cheesy and corny, and I can't handle it. But the game was so fun. This looks like it has potential to be kind of fun, but art, I can't stand the way the characters look. No way.
It is
dude.
A little
like,
nasty. Yeah.
They're so weirdly stiff. Shaped and proportioned.
Yeah.
And I do like the craziness of, like, I'm going to throw this wrestler into an alligator's mouth and just, like, dumb stuff like that. I think that's fun, but I can't get over the way this thing looks, Dev. Oh boy. Man. Hachi Machi.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's based off the Battleground stuff, which is 2K did their last one, which was the basketball one, which also has similar models. So kind of that weird look. So that's based off the same thing, just with a wrestling paint on it. It looks cool as far as gameplay. Again, not too into the look as well. It's fine. For me, I don't know. I hope the gameplay is cool. It looks fun. Rogue Company showed itself as well. It's coming out on everything or came out on everything. I'm not quite sure on that one. People, I think, enjoyed it from what I could tell. I don't know if this is out, but what I've heard, it sounds like it's a pretty decent game. Rogue Company, it's a Fortnite game without the building, essentially. Yeah, it's a battle royale, go out there, fight, multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Maybe not Battle Royale.
Was it? I don't even know. Like, I honestly, this is one that I feel like the trailers that I've watched from them haven't been very clear. That I don't feel like they've really shared too much about what this is. They showed like this weird trailer to introduce a character named Glitch. And I was like, that's great. But I'm like, what is this game? I don't get it. I think it might be kind of like a Overwatch-esque kind of
game. Even with character stuff?
That's kind of what it seems like, because they're introducing specific characters. But it might have a battle royale mode. I'm definitely going to give it a go, and I'll let you guys know. This is the thing I like about it, that it is going to be cross-platform play, which is nice. So PC, Switch, Xbox, all that good stuff. So I think that's cool that more and more games are implementing some sort of cross-platform play, because that needs to keep going. It needs to continue, because that is... It's the only way to do it now is cross-platform.
That's true. I'm glad that everyone's kind of getting on board with that as well. I think Rogue Company does look fun. Again, we don't really know much about it, but obviously third-person shooter. To me, why I thought it was like Fortnite is like just picking up items and like kind of building up your guy by picking up the items you grab and stuff from the characters you kill. Seemed like was part of it. So maybe it's like a mix of those two games, Overwatch and Fortnite. Yeah, man, it looked good. It looks fun. It looks about as good as those free-to-play type games are. The next one, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Remake. I've never actually played these games. I've never played any of them before. I'm sure people are freaking a leak out, man, just screaming at the screen. What the heck's wrong with you? Whatever. Dude, I love the Persona series. Just haven't gotten into this yet. Haven't tried it yet. If it has similar mechanics and has a similar battle system and all that stuff as the Persona series, I think I will check both of these games out. To be honest, like Shin Megami Tensei 5, I thought that was a bigger deal than it was, because the last trailer that I saw personally was 3 years back when the Switch was announced.
It was a while ago, huh?
But apparently there actually was a trailer recently and it was very similar to the one that we just saw.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it wasn't as big a deal as I thought. Because when I saw that, I was like, oh, there it is. Because I was wondering what was happening to that game. Sure. Since we're not getting Persona. That's our Persona for Nintendo usually. So I was interested to see what it was. And we didn't get much. We just got a nasty city, a bad guy, and that's the plot of almost every game now, Trev. So we're ready to go, bud. This is a good one. I don't know anything about the game, nothing about anything. It's just a trailer. Both of these games, just trailers. So I don't know, man. I just, as a direct mini partner showcase, again, they said there was gonna, I think they tempered expectations or tried to. Before
they
this
did.
Happened,
I felt they, like they did an okay job being like, hey, this is just some partner stuff. This isn't anything legit. And also they announced it at like midnight or something crazy. Yeah. I remember still being awake and be like, oh, cool, something's happening. But
I'm fine with expectations. I get it. They tried to temper them down. It's just you can't do anything about it when the hype is that high. So. Just is what it is, man.
Right.
Also, another news that came today, I think, if I'm not incorrect. Animal Crossing second summer update, save data, backups, fireworks, dreaming, and more, Trev.
All the good stuff.
You got more information on this than me?
I
what
do.
What do you think about the Animal Crossing, man?
Yeah, so Animal Crossing New Horizons, second summer update, which is cool. It seems like this is going to be kind of like the 4th of July-esque kind of theme. You can customize your own fireworks show and do the explosions and the bang bangs, which please. I was like, that's cool, you know, thing to customize. Also, they're going to be implementing a save data backup feature. Don't get this mistaken with the cloud. Okay, this is not the cloud. This is something completely different. Nintendo is too freaking stupid to just use what they already have in place. This is, you have to enable it, and it'll allow your data to be backed up for your island.
Okay. Then if your Switch breaks or is lost or something happens, you have the opportunity to call Nintendo's customer service and let them know that your Switch was taken or broken or stolen or whatever. And they will allow you to re-download that save. So isn't Dreams. That, I mean,
it's 1990. No, just kidding. That's that. Isn't that crazy? 2000 again. It's the aughts, dude. Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little Nintendo. Eh?
That's strange. Nintendo. Like, yeah, like why do it that way? Like, you are gonna be paying people on the phone to restore game saves? That seems so backwards to me. So like, why dumb. Do that? That is so old school, man. Like, dude, it's not even old school. It's just stupid, is what it is.
What's funny is they have a vision for this game, and they are willing to pay random customer service for that vision. That some dude is just like, listen. I want no one to see. No one's going to trick the bells. No one's doing any of this stuff. They do it anyways.
Don't ruin the bell economy.
Yeah. Don't ruin the bell economy. We're not going to have your family members come in here secretly and have their own save file. No. No, I say.
So, I mean, like, that's interesting. At least there is a backup option. So if you do misplace your Switch or it breaks, that you can recover, because a lot of people put a lot of time into their Switch, their Animal Crossing Islands. But it just seems like such a backwards way. But honestly, this is kind of what we've come to expect from them at this point, hasn't it? You know, and then so there's that. There's the save data stuff, fireworks, and then there's this whole dream mechanic. Now, I don't understand
what's this about.
Completely. Something about linking up with your friends' islands and you go into this dream state and this I don't know what animal it is. I don't know. Luna is her name. And you go into your friend's world, but in a dream state, and nothing is permanent. So you can just do whatever you want and fiddle and do crazy stuff. But nothing's permanent. But then that I'm asking myself, why? Why would I ever want to go and just dink around in someone's island that I can't have an impact in? There must be more to it than, I mean, like, again, this is hot off the press. I still gotta, you know, do a little bit more research here. But there seems to be some kind of dream mechanic where you go to sleep and you visit other people's islands.
Okay.
Probably when they're logged off, like they're not logged in, you can whatever.
Just
kind of
screw around
weird.
With their crap and just make like awful things happen on their village, but it doesn't happen, so they don't get mad at you.
Sure, or you know, maybe it's like you can go see what they're doing. Like, how did they set up their island, and just get an idea with you know without ideas. Having to bug them or something like
that. That could be a thing too. That's not a horrible idea. So a pretty decent update, it seems like. Any other things that seemed exciting?
No, I mean,
those big boys,
fireworks, dude. Gotta get them fireworks. I love fireworks.
Light them up,
dude.
Happy summer.
So we were lighting off fireworks as like a neighborhood for the 24th of July, which in Utah is Pioneer Day. So just, you
Pioneers.
Know, represent. So we were shooting off fireworks, and one of the big ones, so the ones that explode. Yeah. It shot the first one off and then fell over pointed towards everybody. It started launching these things at all of us. There's kids screaming. Like, it was so scary. Like, everybody was tripping out. Anyways, everybody survived. Just a couple burns and stuff. But
dude, that happened to us too. Because I bought fireworks for the first time for 4th of July. Because I have a son that's like 2 and now he's like recognizing things and it's really fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a dad and actually do the 4th of July thing. So I buy fireworks and boy, howdy, did that thing come down, blow up, and like flew by my head, blew up behind me. We're in a park as well. And then it flipped over and shot at a car. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so glad that we're not the only ones. Great.
It's very dangerous stuff.
This is why there's so many fires.
Watch like we're always out.
we have a cousin that that works for the the wildfire whatever. Like I just want to say, Trevor, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, my friend.
Lighten those bad boys up. That's on us. Hey, maybe you can do that in Animal Crossing. Let's do some projectiles, dude.
Also, animals are burning. You're running around. Houses are lighting on fire. Kids are screaming. I mean, honestly, that sounds like an update.
That's a real update. That sounds like an Animal Crossing I can get behind. Trev, let's get into what we've been playing. Trev, what you been playing, man? What you up to these days? What in video gamedom you got in your pocket there?
So a couple different things. I'm going to start with my Nintendo stuff. Paper Mario. So the new Paper Mario Origami King Dumb Come something. Yep. I think it's just King, whatever. It's awesome. I like that game a lot.
You digging it?
Good. Oh, so good. Much. Like it is. Okay. I'm not digging the combat as much.
Yeah,
at first I was like, oh, it's kind of cool, you know, matching stuff up and moving characters around. And if you line up all the enemies in a certain arrangement, you can get bonus damage and things like that. But I found it very, I don't know, repetitive and boring after a while. And also, like, when you defeat the enemies, you get coins and confetti to use in the world to like fill in holes and stuff like that. But the thing is, Devin, you get so much money in this game. It's insane. Like there's no point. There's no point for the battles is kind of what it came down to. Dang so it. I'm purposely dodging, you know, encounters.
Dodging enemies. That's no good.
Now, no, it's weird to like say that, but like, honestly, since there's no XP mechanic, like in an RPG, you're okay with the grind because you're like, hey, I am leveling up my guy. I'm getting money. I'm, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. In this case, unfortunately, we just don't get the same experience because it's not an RPG. So,
what is up with Nintendo's economy, dude? What's up with Nintendo's economy when it comes to Mario? It seemed like all of a sudden when we got new Mario Bros, it's like, let's just freaking shove coins in there. Or maybe it was like Mario Bros World or 3 or something. There just was so many coins.
Everywhere.
There's so many coins. And I'm like...
Like new Super Mario Brothers, you know, with all the coins, dude, the gold, well, Mario and
you're
stuff.
Just like, and you just kept getting life after life. And by the end, I'm like, dude, I'm not dying. I ain't dying on this thing. I have 100 lives.
It's a lot. Yeah. So like, anyways, it's just like that part of it, I don't look forward to. The boss battles, though, are really cool. I think they should have really leaned into the boss battle stuff and make that the whole weird moving characters around and stuff, because it kind of flips it where instead of Mario being in the middle, the big boss is in the middle and you have to like rearrange the board to get to the boss. It's really cool.
Okay, that's cool.
But the interstitial stuff, so the stuff in between battles and stuff is, dude, it is so incredibly charming and fun, and the story is hilarious. Like I found myself genuinely laughing, like not just laughing, like chuckling at moments. It was really good, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. The music is awesome. Like I'm so excited to get to the game of the year stuff and talk about music in this game. But unfortunately, I wouldn't give it like I would probably give it like an 8 or something if I were grading it
on the lower ones.
I felt like they missed an opportunity. Just people were asking for an RPG, like take it back to its roots. Yeah. And I don't know why they're so staunchly against that. Like, because I think if it had RPG mechanics, this grind would feel more rewarding in a way. And, you know, just simply something like that would help. So.
Well, and a lot of RPGs don't have like big, crazy combat things that are awesome. I mean, there are a few really have some good combat, but there's some that are just,
you're just going, turn-based and do your thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it is about just upgrading your character, and it's like, why would you disregard that completely? It's very strange to me, but okay.
Yep.
Do you, I guess. What else, Trev? What other big guy?
A couple different ones. So as far as other games, so I've gotten this last week, Devin, Pokemon Go. Holy moly. Oh, well, I've always been in. I've always dabble. It's been a couple years since I was like heavy into it. But this last week, on Monday, not this last Monday, but the one before, my twin boys, we got them into it. So we got them all set up with their devices. I got my wife to download it. And then it was PokeFest or PokeGo Fest 2020. This weekend. And it was so cool. It was a 2-day, all day event. Well,
10 to 8. And basically, like, they had special biomes every hour. So, like, okay, you can get fire Pokemon during this hour and then water, and it would rotate. And, like, the spawns were crazy high. They had legendary raids. They had so many cool things going on. And so we went to the local park down here, downtown in St. George, and there's so many people. It was packed with people. Like, it was crazy. We had to social distance, put on masks and stuff. But people were playing together and being super cool. Someone was walking around in a Pikachu outfit. It was so epic and fun. Like, we caught so many Pokemon. We did tons of raids, got a bunch of legendaries. And then the second day, there was like a whole Team Rocket battle them, find Giovanni the boss and beat him. And it was super cool. Like, honestly, I forgot how incredible this game is. Devin, I might say something here. Pokemon Go might be one of my favorite games. It's probably my top five games of all time.
Top five, Drew.
Yeah, easily.
Wow.
I know that seems crazy. It's a mobile game and it's this dumb thing, but there's something special about getting together with people in the real world, going out and exploring, getting some fresh air, spending time outside, and then also just this whole like collection. Is that this is like the perfect Pokemon thing? Is like there's 800 or whatever Pokemon. It's like go catch them. And we went out again just yesterday, Dev. I took my boys out because we're so obsessed with this now. And we went downtown and we walked about 5 miles. Walked up and down Main Street, the different parks and stuff like that, and explored. And we caught a bunch of Pokemon. We beat gyms, left our guys to go battle. And like my boys, they said, like, Dad, this is one of my favorite memories. They're like, I had so much fun. And it was such a cool thing to be like, tie in video games, something that we all love, into real life and make going to the park more fun. Like, and I know that sounds lame, but I don't like just going to the park and sitting around. It was just so fun, and to go out and explore. And we went to buildings and places of our town that we've never been to before simply because of this game. And so I love it. I'm obsessed. That game has taken over my life this last week, dude. Like I can't recommend it enough. Like it's so good.
Dude, that's cool. I mean, I love, for me, this game, I obviously never been to it. I have a lot of people that love this game, but yeah. It's really cool to like see the community and all of those people just going out and check. It's like so cool that community is so solid and still solid today. So dude, that's fun. I'm glad, dude. Top five.
So cool.
Good for you, man.
It was so awesome. Good. And dude, and okay, that's man. So also, I have not met a person playing this game like that I dislike. Like person that I've ever ran into, and there's been just so many random one-offs, and it's not just this last week, but over the years, running to someone, you realize they're playing Pokemon Go. You're like, what's up, dude? Share your codes or whatever and become friends. But everybody is just so the community is so kind and cool. And it's crazy because you have people from my kid's age, you know, 9 years old or younger, all the way up to like, there's these 80-year-old, like, grandma and grandpas cruising around catching Pokemon. It's this cool thing that I feel like just has brought so many cool people together. Oh, dude, I'm off my soapbox now. It was awesome.
No, you're good, Devin. Dude. That's awesome.
Devin, what have you been playing, my friend?
Okay, man. I got Half-Life Alyx running on the system. And this game, buddy, I love this freaking game.
Do you?
I'm a huge Half-Life guy, big Half-Life fan. Half-Life 2 is in my top five. Really love I think this game is an experience. The visuals are outstanding. It's so cool to see Half-Life in their new engine and stuff. It looks really cool.
Oh, dude, it's beautiful.
Just
yeah.
The scale of everything. I mean, if I'm in real war, I think I would be dropping a lot of ammo because holy cow, when a head crab is coming at my face,
right?
I'm just like, where's the ammo? How do you click the button? Like, it's
yeah,
just
no,
so
you start
silly.
Panicking, huh? Yeah,
dude, yeah, clips are falling on the ground.
Real quick, Devin, like explain to everybody what Half-Life Alyx is because they might not necessarily know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Half-Life Alyx is the newest Half-Life game in VR. We've been waiting for a Half-Life game forever, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. Half-Life 2, I think, came out in 2004. So
it's been a while.
a while. It's been so 16 years roughly. This is a game that came out in January, maybe February. So early good. It stars Alex instead of a Crowbar Boy. and it's kind of nice actually to have a protagonist that talks. Humor is great. Like it's Portal 2-esque, which is great in my opinion.
Some funny
some of the best writing comes from Portal 2, and the moments here are up there. It's all a VR experience. You need you can use basically any headset, but you just need a big honky computer to do it. I'm using the Quest. I'm loving it so far. I mean, obviously there's better experiences, but I'm not paying thousands for a freaking, you know, whatever
headset,
the Steam's version.
A VR headset.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Index. So, dude, it's good. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. It's cool to be in the Half-Life world again. That's amazing. Just picking up individual items, picking up a head crab and being like, what the
And just like
is
looking at it, right? Just turning it over.
Devin, yeah, exactly.
At the very start, when you go into like one of the first rooms and there's this glass, right? There's this glass window and you see like these expo markers sitting right next to it.
Yeah.
And because you can see like someone was writing notes, you know, for their science experience or whatever it is. I spent seriously like 30 minutes. I forgot what I was doing and I was just drawing on the window in VR. Yeah. You're just there and I was just drawing and doodling. And then also I'm like, whoa, dude, wait a minute. I need to be doing something. Yeah. Like it's very immersive, like very cool experience. Yeah,
very immersive. I mean, I think it's not like a game changer as far as VR goes, but I think as far as it as a game, because like VR is not known for like full 14-hour experiences, real games with story.
Usually it's
throughout.
Shorter. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually story or shorter. This is a full game, feels like a full game, plays like a full game. I'm really enjoying it so far. So we'll see where it goes.
Good.
I'm like
that's awesome.
Halfway, but I'm enjoying it. My other game, I'm playing no Nintendo this week, actually. I've been playing Halo 5 because Trevor, I watched Halo Infinite and I thought, I swear, none of this has to do with anything.
We need to get caught up, and it doesn't.
I guarantee you there was no brutes in this thing. I do not remember any of this. Where's the Forerunner? Anyway, so I'm halfway through, and I like this game more than I did the first time. I really was critical of this game the first time. I think it's okay. I think there's moments where I'm like, this is actually a good Halo game. There's other moments where it does this, like, wants to be like an RPG Mass Effect garbage where it's like, hey, go talk to this person. And you're like, okay. And you talk to him and it's just poorly done. It's not well done. I hope, because I assume this is what's going to happen with Infinite, that I'm going to be talking to random NPCs. I hope that they improve this. I hope that they make it more interesting, because what you're just talking to this puppet that doesn't barely emotes and you're just like, okay, can we fight again? Let's get into the Halo, please. And the movement, you know, it definitely doesn't play like Halo. There's like five different moves that you're boosting and woosting and walking, dude. And dude, it's nonsense. It's not really Halo feeling in some ways, but it's a fun game overall.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. And the art style, which we'll talk, you know, I guess we'll talk about Halo Infinite's art style. I feel like feels like Halo. I feel like Halo 5 is more like, man, Halo, like,
yeah, kind of more
Halo.
Gritty. Yeah.
Yeah. Check out our chief, how dark he is and how brooding and all that. I'm like, oh, dude, I don't give a shiz. I just want my chief to be colorful and bright. These stupid grunts have always been silly and they still are today, even when it's gritty.
Silly purple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I dig it, but I'm interested. The story's a little, it's okay. It's fine. We'll see what happens. I'm interested to see how it gets into Infinite. It's not going there yet.
I need to go back and replay, get caught up, because I can't remember.
Me either. So I'm halfway there. I think I'm halfway done with the game. Enjoying it so far. It's okay.
Good.
Better than the first time. Definitely, probably the worst Halo. Trev, let's do a little Description Conniption. We haven't done this for a while. This is where I describe to Trevor five different games through their ESRB rating. Each game is going to be described in various other means. So Trevor will guess the game. Basically, it's based off like gore, language, stuff like that. So Trev, I'm gonna do pick some five games. We'll do a little somewhat modern ones for you, man.
Okay. Now, do I get any hints or like what year
I'm gonna read the summary of this ERB rating and get to it.
Okay. I like it. Let's do it.
Here's the first little bit here. During the course of the game, characters can enter a casino and bet tokens on games such as slot machines, roulette, and poker. Some characters are depicted as drunk in pubs and party environments. Players have the ability to acquire horse manure as an inventory item. One cutscene depicts a character placing a lump of feces in a creature's hand. This game is rated T. It's on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One coming this week and was somewhat of a Switch exclusive in some ways recently. So that's the first sentence. What do you think, Trev? Do you have any ideas? Feces in the hand.
Feces in the hand. And this is a game that's not out yet? It's coming?
It's a game that's out on the Switch.
Okay, out on Switch.
And was out on PlayStation 4. But this is the newest version. I'm giving you a lot of clues, but maybe you'll get it.
Dragon Quest
11? Yes, Dragon Quest 11. Is that it? S Echoes.
I don't. That was, you gave me a really big hint there. I don't remember the whole feces thing. I played a lot of that game. Maybe I never got to that part. What the heck, dude? All right.
Feces in the hand.
Okay.
So I don't
name of this episode.
You probably haven't played this one, but you definitely know the franchise. Okay. Non-Nintendo, rated M. For blood and gore, intense violence, and strong language. Here is the first description. If I can find the start of the sentence. Well, this is a big one. Okay. The words F, like the F word, the S word, and a-hole are heard in the game. That's the first clue.
Okay. So like 90% of games, of rated M games.
This is a strategy game in which players lead squads of soldiers to stop aliens from destroying humanity.
XCOM.
Nope, not quite.
Okay,
there.
All right.
From a three to four.
Gears of War Tactics.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, cool.
depicts close-up camera angles and soldiers killing creatures, blood splattering effects, and so on. Good job, man. Gears Tactics. Trev,
I have it downloaded on the PC. I'm ready to play it. I'm excited.
Sweet. Yep. It's 2 for 5. Let's see if you can do this one. This is a Switch game.
Okay.
Also rated M. Trev, one scene depicts a woman holding an axe above a victim, screaming, and an impact sound is heard. During the course of the game, a character can be seen smoking a marijuana cigarette.
Oh, The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
All right. Oh, this is a Switch exclusive. Crap. I forgot
this
about this.
This is on the Switch. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Here's another one. Crime scenes and visions of reenactments include depictions of blood, gore, and dismembered corpses encased in a black ice, a woman's severed limbs, and pools of blood. So the big clue here would be crime scene and visions. Nintendo Switch exclusive recently.
Deadly Premonition something?
Yes. Which one?
2.
Yes. Good job, okay. Trev. 3 now.
Sweet.
We've got 2 more to go.
All right. Keep them coming, man. Dude,
maybe
these
too
are
many
dark.
Clues, man. Maybe I'm giving too many clues.
Yeah, I think so. I think you might.
Let's see. Just trying to get ones that you'd be okay. Here we go. Here's one. All right. Now I'm gonna give you no console on this one. It's rated E.
Oh, shoot.
Players use various attacks against enemies that disappear amid bursts of paper. In one sequence, players use a turret to shoot cartoony bombs at incoming airplanes. Thoughts?
I mean, paper. Is this Paper Mario?
It is Paper Mario, the Origami King.
Cool.
One more, and we're gone, Trav. Can we make it to the finals? We got... let's do this one. This might be hard. All right, five is what Trevor's looking for. He's done four down. One more to go for a perfect record. The game is rated teen. Realistic gunfire is frequently heard in the game. Enemies break apart and disintegrate when killed. That's your first clue.
That's it? Okay.
That's your first clue.
Dude, I don't know.
Willing to guess it of anything? Okay.
This is a first person shooter. I'm not even close. Okay.
This is a first person shooter in which players assume the role of an agent tasked with solving puzzles and eliminating enemies. Within a white maze-like environment, players use pistols, machine guns, swords, and special abilities.
Super Hot.
Super Hot. What game? Super Hot colon what?
What? Super Hot colon the hottest. Super hot. I don't know, dude. Is there multiple Super Hots?
This is a new one. It's a new game that came out.
Oh, is it the came out on your thing Xbox? That... Okay. Yeah, I don't know what is a dev?
Super Hot Mind Control Delete, Trev.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I would never have gotten that. I know. Just dang kidding. It.
You got there. I'm just joking. Dude, thanks for playing. Next time, I will be in the hot seat on Description.
I like it.
Conniption. We're going to go into Console Wars, the ninth generation. This is where Trev and I break down the latest news from Xbox and PlayStation within 5 minutes. We are a Nintendo show after all, so 5 minutes is all they're going to get. Let me pull out the timer, Trev. All right, timer. Here we go. Everyone is talking Halo Infinite and saying how bad the game looks. What do we think of the game and the conference as a whole 1 week later? Are we still hyped about Halo? Are we worried now that we've looked at it a little bit more? What are you thinking? Because our first impressions were pretty high on Halo.
We're pretty positive, right? You know, yeah, to be honest, mine have gone down a little bit, unfortunately. Which is crazy because I feel like... I don't know. I'm very excited about this game still. I really am excited. But I do feel like now seeing all the memes that have come out about... have you seen those memes yet about the brute? And it's awful, man. Like some of the graphically...
Brute was bad.
Was kind of rough. And so, seeing some of that, I'm like, why would they leave out those details, that polish? And then I went back and watched. There's a lot of pop-in and texture pop-in and clouds in the sky would pop out and pop back in. And I know this is just like a little... snippet, a little slice, but I'm like, this game's coming out soon. They need to polish this thing up. And if this is running on something with this crazy SSD, there shouldn't be this weird pop-in issue having. But overall, I'm excited about it. I think it looks like it's going to play more like the original Halo, maybe more like the way I felt that it played. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you play an old game and you have like this vision of what it is, I think this is what I could see this being this is the vision of what I have of what this game actually is. And so, or of what it was. And I like that they're going back to, it seems kind of more the basics, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think, Dev?
Dude, this game. Yeah. So for me visually, the brute was, even when I watched that, I thought, man, this brute is not looking good, dude. That is an ugly looking character model and it's way too close. It's clipping through his shoulder, all kinds of nasty things going on.
Sure.
But some people are saying that this visually looks worse than Halo 5. After playing Halo 5, I think in some ways, if you're looking at close up stuff, like close up worlds. Yes, like the world. But when you're looking in, into the distance on those, like they're far, distant map stuff. That shiz looks like garbage, dude. Halo 5's distant mass stuff, it's fine for the first person shooter, it is. But when you compare it to Halo Infinite's map, when you go up that thing and you're seeing how sprawling and big it is, it looks way better on Infinite. I think the close-up stuff, maybe there's a difference there. But again, I think there is probably too much. Like I told you before this, I had a feeling that Halo wasn't going to look super amazing on the Xbox One X, because it was, or on the Xbox Series X, because it's an Xbox One game. And for me, that's what I knew it was going to be. We've been talking about this game for years, guys. It wasn't like planned for the Series X. This was the last Xbox One game. And it just happened to be with Series X as well. So visually, we're not going to see those upgrades until maybe a download or something, when we're seeing some lighting effects improvements with ray tracing or whatever. But to be honest, I do not. I think it looks the way I remember Halo looking, which is cool. Yeah. Like I said, the art style is back. The art style is Halo. Master Chief looks like the old Master Chief. The gameplay even looks like when we were talking, I said that game looks like Halo 3.
Totally.
It looks exactly like the combat of Halo 3 with running, which is great. Because in my opinion, I know people don't like the running. If we're going to have an open world, I need to go, baby.
Yes.
Like Paper Mario, bad boy, that guy going this slow. You need a run button.
So slow.
You need a run button in your games.
Speed it up.
Yeah. Speed that up.
I do feel like this is a missed opportunity to show us the power of a new system, though. Like, I was so...
Yes, that's true.
Initially just so excited about it because it's Halo and I love Halo. You know, we talked about this. But I think the missed opportunity to see something big, crazy, like, oh my gosh, how is this even possible? Like, that's how we should be looking at some of these, like, with the talk of what these new consoles are. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, show us why this new console is the thing that people need to buy, and why I shouldn't just play it on my Xbox One, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I feel like it's just a missed opportunity. Yeah.
Yep. I'm not convinced visually. I am convinced gameplay wise, which to me as a Nintendo fan is more important. And again, this is an open world that is being run at 60 frames per second. Most open world games not running at 60 frames. So unless you got a super sick PC and you're running Red Dead Redemption 2 at 60 frames, then maybe. But you're not doing that. You're not doing that on your freaking Xbox One, and you're definitely not gonna. That's a lot to take on, that they went with the 60 frames on an open world for an Xbox One console. I think that's the problem here, is that they're doing with old lighting, old systems, and it's showing on a new thing. Sadly, the conference didn't show what I wanted to see, which was that big boost in gameplay and whatever. The time is up, Trev. That's it. Trev, we are going to get into fan questions. This is where you guys send in your fan questions and we talk about them. Hyrulean 88 says, "Hey, my dudes, what is your thoughts and feelings on the recent data leaks? Think they could be hinting at some of their bigger titles, being Mario 64, Pokemon Diamond and Pearl." Thanks for the question, by the way. Trev, recent leaks showing all this crazy Nintendo like stuff that was going to happen or might happen, right?
Or ideas and things. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
For those that don't know, there was like this huge, huge data leak of information. This is massive. This has stuff all the way back to like old Nintendo games, stuff in Nintendo 64. And it showed like alternate characters that they might have been putting in games, different animations, different art styles, different potential games that they were thinking of that never saw the light of day. There's so much, and this is not just like image leaks or whatever. This is actual source code that's out there now. So this is like, honestly, like someone was able to get into Nintendo's diary and read their diary to get their thought, like their virtual diary. Like, it really is crazy what was leaked. There is a leak, and I don't even know if this is real, but I think so, where Luigi is flipping the bird. So did you see this?
Flipping the bird?
Yes. No, like Luigi, Mario 64 style, turn into the camera and flips the bird. For instance, like if this is real, I could totally see like a developer just being funny, like just playing with the assets and like, hey, look what we can do. Obviously, we're not going to put this in the game, but this data was leaked. And then it's like, oh, crap, you know, this is crazy. But there's a lot of information that was leaked. I'm curious to kind of, we're going to hear a lot as time goes on. I do think it's kind of exciting in a way, but it's also kind of, I wonder if it's a bummer for Nintendo at all. Like I'm sure they're upset. They obviously don't want stuff that never was intended for people to see to be out there, because then people get their hopes up, or they are like, hey, you guys were going to do this. You should totally go back and do that, you know, or really give them a hard time about this stuff. Since the source code's out there too, like I've heard that people, you could technically get a cartridge and actually inject and code into games and really mess with stuff. I don't know. I think there's going to be some major lawsuits coming up after this.
There's going to be some. This is not the first time. There was another one just recently, a couple months ago. Big leak, similar. So they got something going on. They're leaky in a lot of ways, except for real games that matter. I understand like Hyrulean 88 thinking that maybe this is a Mario 64, Pokemon Diamond Pearl stuff. To me, these leaks only suggest, because the games are so old, I think it's just a leak of old information that they got a hold of, and we're just seeing ideas and stuff like that. I don't think it's like proving that we're going to get that new Mario HD thing, which I do think will happen. And to be honest, Pokemon Diamond Pearl will probably happen as well as a Let's Go or whatever it will
absolutely.
Be. Absolutely. I'm not saying that doesn't mean these games will happen. They're going to happen. I guarantee that they will. To not reuse these amazing properties that people love so dearly again is, well, it's just a bad idea businessly and all that. It's going to happen. I just don't think these leaks prove that, I guess. That's my only thing. I just think it proves that, well, nothing really. I just think it's just showing this is Nintendo's.
It's like this weird
ideas or feelings. Yeah, at the time. And that, you know, it's cool to see. For me, I hate that Nintendo is so close to the vest. And I kind of like to see like the inside scoop on Nintendo stuff or any video game stuff, because everyone plays it so close to the vest. I'm a guy that loves to see like movies, how they are made. I like to see how video games, how they're made. So for me, it's interesting to know that information, but so
it's kind of cool.
It's like, cool for me. It's cool for me. It's diary cool to know that dev. Luigi was in here. Was a Mario 64. Well, and Mario 64. And
Mario 64, like there's also a full on like Yoshi ready to go, you know, as far as like an actual playable character. Like, so like there's these thoughts, and I think that's why I like a lot of these like behind the scenes of certain movies and things like that. It's because I like to know, hey, what were you guys thinking? Like, I know it's not what turned out, but I want to know kind of what was your thought process. I think that's interesting. So I like that this is leaked for that kind of stuff. But there was also some weird stuff too about a developer's diary about like depression and like there's a lot of weird stuff in this leak. And so it was kind of strange to kind of parse through some of it.
Yeah. To figure out what was what. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, thank you for the question. Really appreciate it. That's awesome. Lewis asks, what's your favorite art style from a Nintendo game? What is your favorite art style in all of Nintendo games? What's the one that stands out most to you?
I know that we're going to have the same one, Devin. You can go ahead and
probably
say it.
As a Wind Waker, that's mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That game is just so cool looking. It'll always be cool looking. It'll never look terrible. So much thought went into the way that everything animates and looks, the cell shading, the colors pop. It is a world I love being in. Yes.
The emotions.
Oh, yeah. Just the facials. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just cool to see emotions in Link's eyes and stuff. And for people, like, dude, eyes is where all the emotion is. You don't need all this mouth crap. It's just like you're looking at these big eyes looking at you. I love the art style of that game. A couple others that stand out to me. Octopath Traveler. Amazing.
So good.
Cool looking game.
Yes.
Another one. Paper Mario, dude. Origami King. That's another one. Any of those games. Yoshi and Kirby have all been boosting like their styles.
Where they picked like a certain medium.
Yeah.
As far as like an art style and really dive into it. Yeah. Like I think they do a really good job. I think they have such a cool variety of looks, like even going back to Yoshi's Island and things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of more the hand-drawn kind of look and the animation that's all kind of like jiggly art, you know. I don't know. It's cool. It looks neat.
Yeah.
But I think for me,
Crayon Wind Waker. Almost.
Yeah. Crayon. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yep. Wind Waker just barely above the others, but I mean, Nintendo's really going at it these days with that craft stuff. Adam asks, can you enjoy a video game without it being fun? Have you ever played a game where you just, you liked it even though it wasn't fun? What game, Trev? What's a game that you didn't have fun, but liked it still? Cause I'm trying to think.
This is going to be like a travesty. I know that like people are going to hate me for saying it, but The Last of Us.
You didn't have fun at all?
No.
Mechanically? No gameplay fun at all?
No, really? I don't think the gameplay was solid enough. I think what carried me through that and the reason why I put myself through that and I consider it one of my favorite games of all time is the story. I think the story and the characters is what pulled me along. I think the gameplay was fine, but like I really didn't consider it fun. Looking back at it and the hours that I dumped into that, I was not having fun, but I was experiencing something that was important. You know, I does that make sense? Like that sounds stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But like,
no,
I don't know. I regard this game as like one of the coolest games ever. I never want to go back to it because I really did not have fun with it, but it was an experience that I had that I'm glad I had it, I guess.
Yes. For me, I didn't like Braid very much. I didn't have a lot of fun with Braid. It's an old Xbox 360 artsy fartsy game. But I did like the story. Again, it's like a game that just like story carries you through it. And it's same. Last of Us was the same feeling for me. Again, Last of Us, not a great shooter. It's an okay shooter. I think it's about as good as it's. Yeah, I think it's maybe a little better than Uncharted. But I just feel like the story carries me through a lot of those games, in my opinion.
Right.
So it's usually a story-based game that carries me through to a moment where I'm like, okay, the gameplay is fine enough. I will suffer through this. Like Braid, I was like, I like the ideas, but it's a little complicated. Not for me, especially at the time. I was younger-ish, not really young, but younger-ish.
Sure.
So I don't know. My brain wasn't developed for the smart games.
It wasn't quite ready for that. My thinker frontal games, lobe. Huh?
Yeah, my frontal lobes and my medium lobes weren't connected. Dude, I don't know. It's usually story-based games for me that I kind of just push through. Everyone, thanks
World
for
of Warcraft.
All the good stuff. World of Warcraft?
No, I have so much fun with that, but there's these moments in World of Warcraft. So I love
it.
I really enjoy it. I'm not like a crazy diehard, but like there's these moments that like, I'm like, this is such a grind. It is so repetitive. I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, I'm doing it with my eyes closed almost. They're like, click the button, hit 1, 2, 3, you know, do my thing. And I'm really not having that much fun with it, but I'm like, I got to get that level up. I got to get that gear score. I got to, you know, so I think that's another one for me. Not saying that, like, I don't know, sometimes those little time waster games are fun, I guess, but I still have fun with WoW. Don't get me wrong, but there's these moments when you're leveling and grinding that I'm like, dude, like, why am I doing this to myself? Yeah.
Dude, there was moments, because I never played those games, but I had friends that did, and I just thought to myself, what? Because I just saw what they were doing, and I was like, This can't be fun. You cannot tell me you're having fun right now. It's like they know it so well that it's not even like there's no like brain power going on. It's just like click, 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 click. It's just nothing. Nothing is like happening where I'm like, okay, it's just for you now. It's just a habit. It's not fun. But anyways, Trev, new releases coming out. We got Samurai Showdown Neo Geo Collection. That's the 28th. We also have Heroes of Hammerwatch, which come out on the 30th.
Heroes of Hammerwatch, baby.
It's kind of this like
pixelated art style. It's like a top-down Diablo-esque kind of style. I believe it's kind of a roguelike where you're going into this dungeon type thing and you're upgrading your gear. You're building up this town that's above, because I think you go into the dungeon. I have it on PC. Oh, okay. I played it for like 15 minutes and I remember those 15 minutes being really cool.
Primo.
Like real solid 15 minutes. I remember it being extremely hard. But this one I am going to pick up on Switch. I think I've heard good things. I have a good friend, Caden, that is super into this game. And so I'm going to just go with his word and pick this bad boy up. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So go check those out. Samurai Showdown. Big people love that game. Good old samurai fight in action Neo Geo game. Go check those out. If you're interested, of course, recommendations, Trev, we're getting into the end of the show. Our final recommendations is where we give something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. Trev, what is your final recommendation for this week? Okay.
My recommendation is, we've already talked about it, but Pokemon Go, download it, get set up, send me your friend codes so we can link up, we can send each other gifts, we can battle together and trade. The real thing is, and I think I've already preached about it, but go outside, spend some time with family and friends, and go catch some Pokemon. Like, it is a cool experience. Mixing the digital world with reality is so neat and so cool. I'll post a bunch of pictures, but like I took pictures of like we caught a mythical Pokemon Victini and Mewtwo, and like putting them into like the AR, you know, camera filter thing, and having my boy standing next to Mewtwo take a picture. It's just so cool. Like
That's awesome. I just love it. That's cool.
Go do it,
dude. Get out there.
What about you, Dave?
Get out there. Get that AR in your life. Dude, for me, it's going to be The Last Dance. This is a Netflix show. Sorry. This is a Netflix show that is starring Michael Jordan. It's 10 episodes long. Yeah. It's a documentary series. It's really good, guys. It's really cool. If you're not into basketball, cool. I think you'd still enjoy it. I'm somewhat into basketball, but I definitely love this period of time. I'm from Utah. When I was a kid, Michael Jordan versus the Jazz, big deal, final game, game six. That was a huge deal in this freaking state.
Huge.
So for me, it's part of history, especially at my youth, dude. That it was like primo time. So it leads up to that final game six. But what's so interesting is seeing like how people become great, how people become great is very interesting to me. And I it makes me and inspires me to become like more like try harder and actually really go for the gusto on things. And it's really inspirational in that way. And it doesn't sugarcoat things. It shows Mike in bad ways as well. And it's really interesting to see how every game was influenced behind the scenes, just how Michael Jordan plays and how he mentally goes through life. So if you're interested into, I don't know, being inspired and becoming a better person in some way, I think this is a good way to do it. Go check out The Last Dance. Go binge it on the Netflix, y'all. You'll have that.
Dude, and it's MJ. Come on. Everybody knows who MJ is, whether you like basketball or not. Exactly. Yeah, dude, like that sounds awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, super cool. That's it for the show. Everyone, thanks for listening and watching to us right here on Twitch. Be sure to follow us on our new Twitch channel. That's the Nintendo Show. Heart us there. Join us on our Facebook group and follow us on Twitter at Nintendo Show Pod. We'll also be going on Instagram and a whole bunch of other places. Try to get with the modern kiddies. So make sure you share, rate, follow us, give all the hearts, the likes, all the comments. That helps out a lot. and review us on iTunes. Know that the podcast is a little more edited. It's a little cleaner and it has fun music, Nintendo music. So if you're more into the podcast scene, you can check us out on those services as well. And that's it, everyone. Thanks for listening to and watching the Nintendo Show. We will see you next week. Bye.